Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a for around. Well, tomorrow's the day. Those of us around. Well, tomorrow's the day. Those of us who are Republican delegates will get to choose the nominees for governor, for lieutenant governor, and for attorney general. So I've got my ideas for governor, my ideas for lieutenant governor, and I've got thoughts about attorney general. Now, I have to tell you that as a Republican, I believe I want my nominees to be people who support Republicans. But one of the most talented and prominent attorneys that I know, who has served our nation as the acting director of ICE and the principal legal, a prosecutor in the city of Richmond, Tony Pham, I think, has got some amazing insight into the attorney general's race in particular. And I wanted to bring Tony on to talk a little bit about it. Tony, thank you for being here.
Jeff, always a pleasure. Thank you so much. Happy Friday to you and virtual chest bump as well.
Okay. All right. I will take that, sir. I appreciate it. We're winding down or winding up. I just can't quite figure out what it is that tomorrow will be. Is it the end of the beginning or the beginning of, well, whatever. Tony, listen, I respect you, number one, as a person, but number two, as somebody who really understands the intricacies of the legal system. So that's why I wanted to talk to you a little bit about this attorney general's race. Have you got some perspective to share?
Oh, I do. And Jeff, thank you for mentioning a little bit about my background. But for your listeners who are actually registered delegates for tomorrow's convention, my opinion is based upon the fact that I led a $190 million national federal quote-unquote law firm as the principal legal advisor, the chief immigration lawyer for the United States, and prosecutor and civil defense attorney who actually applied qualified immunity in a lot of my cases where I defended the police officers. So I took that background and that foundation, and I looked around and I took a look at the candidates, and I came to the conclusion that Leslie Haley is my pick for voters who are delegates, to be a part of Team Fantastic to represent us as the GOP nominee. And here's why, right? We all know the AG's office. A lot of folks may want to bill it as a top cop. In reality, recognizing that they do a lot of antitrust work, they do the attorney general's office focuses on providing providential legal opinions and legal advice to multiple different state agencies, as well as boards and commissions. I serve on the state bar disciplinary board, and the attorney general's our attorney when we need opinions to be provided. And they also work towards consumer protection laws to be applied. So the attorney general's office has such a large legal footprint that it really boils down that you want your attorney general to possess solid leadership qualities. And when I look at Leslie's record, I find someone who has been in the practice of law for many, many, many years. I had the privilege of working with her in my time in service with the state bar. But her experience as an attorney at the bar, she provided ethics counsel. Now, that's providential legal advice to to attorneys who call up seeking guidance, wisdom from someone that has the subject matter expertise and the duties to provide them a legal opinion that guides them in the proper pathway. But what really, you know, made me believe in her leadership capacity was her ability to serve as the chairperson for the Chesterfield County Board of Supervisors, right? And you're thinking, wait a minute, you know, that's a sort of quasi-legislative role. Right. But in the leadership capacity, Jeff, you have to herd cats. You got to build consensus, don't you? You got other people representing other areas with other interests. But in her time, in her years on service there since 2015, she has been able to build that level of consensus up into opening our schools in 2020 in Chesterfield County. Mm-hmm. And most importantly, you know why it's important to me, working with the county administration to fully fund their police department.
Yeah.
That's absolutely huge. And I think for the well-being of Virginians, we need a strong attorney general who has a very strong moral compass, understands their duties to call, to maybe sometimes support the governor or the legislature in their application of the law interpretation, mm-hmm. but also to have the courage to say, oh, time out. Hold on a second. I'm not comfortable with that. And as the lawyer for the citizens of Virginia, I want someone who has the courage to say, remarkable skill set. Steve Leslie, she has a remarkable skill set. Steve Leslie, she has a remarkable skill set in being able to articulate those positions without being that polarizing figure, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And so I'm looking for stability. I think, as you know, as our nominee for governor, mm-hmm. And you've never asked me, but I love as our nominee for governor, mm-hmm. And you've never asked me, but I love Glenn Davis. I've identified some really key components that I think are going to help the Commonwealth and help our citizens enhance our daily lives coming out of a pandemic. You know, we got to get Virginians back to work, Jeff. We really do.
Yeah.
We got to reopen our schools, and we got to have a strong constitutionalist as our lawyer. And both Pete and Glenn are small business folks. They've sweated it out, worried day in and day out if they're going to make payroll. They built small business from the ground up. I think they have that moxie and that ability to relate to so many of our small business owners out there who were struggling all last year.
Yeah.
And so I feel confident that those folks are going to be some rock star representatives of us for us, yeah. for Virginians.
Well, you know, what's funny, Tony, is that there are a lot of people when you left ICE, I think the general presumption was, well, I'll be voting for Tony Pham for something. And no, here you are. You're on speaking out on behalf of others. But it's pretty clear to me. And again, I know you and I trust you that you've certainly done your due diligence in every regard.
Jeff, thank you. And I know a lot of folks see that. I don't see that in myself. We came to this country as immigrants seeking a better life. I want what's best for Virginians. You know the old saying, I wasn't born here, but I got here as fast as I could, right? and the reality is that, yes, you know, I don't see myself as a quote-unquote political. I'm an operator. I do. You give me my mission, I'll accomplish it, and I'll accomplish it in the best manner for everyone. To enhance their lives. I just want what's best for Virginia, Jeff. I want what's best for our country. I hope when folks realize my work history, who I've worked for in the past, who I worked for recently, how I served, that's how I approach when I look at these candidates, when I look at policy-related positions, when I look at people who are giving us platitudes or are they giving us real bona fide policies. I have the ability after having my life threatened all years in port through the noise and really zero in on what truly is important through the noise and really zero in on what truly is important for all of us. And so I appreciate the opportunity to talk highly of my colleagues and friends, Pete Snyder, Glenn Davis, how hard it is,
yeah.
all the candidates, Jeff, because I did run before and I know how hard it is.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of courage to put your life on hold and to put your family's name out there for people to judge you. So my hat's off to all of the candidates. Just because I have my horses that I picked on my draft board on draft day
right.
doesn't mean I don't appreciate the struggle and the hard work that the other candidates have put into this contest.
And let me ask you, Tony, when we finally know the results of this, and it could be the middle of next week before we actually know the results.
Absolutely.
You are as you've said, you're a proud American. You are a man with, I think, pretty high standards and values and a belief system. Are we as Republicans going to be able to say, okay, six people lost, that means one person won, we've got to unite and we got to get out there and go end to end in this Commonwealth, because we have got to save Virginia from four more years of devastation and destruction?
Well, let me say this. I've always approached these contests simply with the saying, you win with grace, but you lose with dignity. And so as the prevailing candidate, my expectations, and of course, I'm just a humble servant of the people, Jeff. You know, these candidates, they're millionaires. What does a little guy like Tony Pham really mean? My expectation, though, is the prevailing individual needs to make the phone calls to the other candidates and begin the hard work of unifying the party, making everyone who may not have supported them feel as welcome back into the fold. That's the duty when you win. And if that you're not willing to take that duty on, then, you know, tap out, because we as a party cannot win in November unless we bring every single supporter from the various different campaign corners under one large big tent and recognize that we have more in common with each other than we have differences. Yeah. And we as a group have to unite behind one another, put aside our differences, and really march forward, because our well-being for the Commonwealth, as I see it, is at stake. And we need to do our best to put the best face forward. So,
yeah. Well, sage advice, as always, from you. And Tony, I appreciate you making some time for us and sharing your thoughts. And I will look forward to chatting with you again very, very soon.
Absolutely, Jeff. As always, thank you. And thank you for your listeners for listening in today.
Absolutely. That is our good friend Tony Pham, former acting director of ICE, principal legal advisor at ICE, ran the jail out in Williamsburg, Fredericksburg area, James City County. Good guy. And I look at the AG's race and I know what I don't want. Right. I look at both of the Democrats and think, my God, they are trying to out Uber left each other. Right. They can't be activist enough. And I wouldn't give you a nickel for the current attorney general. I think he's been an absolute abomination. And the state delegate who is trying to take the Democrat Party nomination even further to the left. So, yeah, not interested. Just not interested. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.